Welcome back to The Daily Drip. I'm Jerrica Ferguson, one of the co-hosts to this offshoot podcast, a podcast for good. My special guest is...
My name is Philip Kerrigan. I'm the program manager of the Monster Inc. Fun Drive. I don't appreciate calling this an offshoot podcast, however. This is a real podcast.
Well, it's real, but it's an offshoot of podcast for good.
I mean, we'll talk about that. Your language there.
I think it's okay.
Okay.
All right.
So what are we talking about today, Jerrica?
Well, we are talking about this really unique international charity. It's called Path from Poverty, and it actually partners with women's groups in rural Kenya to support them in accessing about 10,000 liters of rainwater catchment tanks and solar panels. They also do girls' education scholarships. They do a lot out in the rural Kenya area. And it's just this cool community group that actually really just does like entrepreneurial things for women in need.
So I will say that they did not give us a specific thing that their pricing point impacts.
It's true.
Right? They didn't give us a donation impact. But I thought we would still take the time to encourage people to look into this charity because we are going to hear some more of these sort of podcasts that talk about some of the plight of Africa, in particular some of the poorer African countries. And you're going to hear a lot about some of these different areas that, frankly, we don't know what being destitute means. Mm-hmm. In Africa and places in South America, the conditions there are essentially unimaginable.
Right.
Right.
We can't see that.
Our brains literally can't wrap our heads around it. Right. And so I think that I still think it's very important for us to include these sort of things. Again, I love the concept of benefiting people whom you may never meet, people who will grow up to do, frankly, great things if they're just given the opportunity to thrive and survive.
Right. And I think what's really kind of this group, Path to Poverty, Path from Poverty.
Yeah, let's not go Path to Poverty.
No. Path from Poverty. One of the cool things too is when they talk about, you know, these rural areas, access to water is so important.
Yes.
Power for fuel, light. Can you imagine? You don't have light.
Yes.
Right? So your work day has to end when the sun goes down.
That's right.
And so one of the biggest things is these individuals that are trying to either start business and have to focus on cooking and food, they don't have light to cook meals after dark. So then what's happening is women are actually having to stay a lot of times in their culture is stay at home. And so they have to do these things that don't give them the opportunity to work elsewhere and provide money in a different way. So by being able to give them access to clean water, light, they have the ability to charge cell phones, things like that. They actually have the means that women can focus on health and safety and education for their families and their close-knit communities.
That's right. We have talked about literacy. We've talked about education. We've talked about hunger. Here's the thing. All things come from water.
Right.
All things start with water.
Yep.
That is the base element in all human beings, right? And so if there's no access to clean drinking water, to water that you can wash yourself with, to water you can wash your clothes with, those sort of things, you don't have a society.
Right.
Right? And so there are a ton of different charities that deal with water access in Africa. Friendly Water for the World, Charity Water, Water.org, and Path from Poverty. Mm-hmm. We encourage you guys to look into these sort of charities and what they do, maybe even research some of their administrative costs, because as far as I'm concerned, I mean, this is just personal opinion, of course. Water is the thing that will define whether generations of people are successful from here on out.
Right.
And we are struggling with it. I mean, you just saw it, Cape Town, South Africa, or ran out of water.
They ran out of water. It's a sacred element that people just, and particularly, I think, here in the United States, we just willy-nilly.
Oh, man, you take a shower for like 4 hours.
Yeah. Well, you just, oh, I forgot to leave the water on. Like, we don't realize that this isn't common. Like, we are so lucky to have the resource of water.
Absolutely.
That we, you know, we just take water and people, you know, people around in Kenya, other countries in Africa don't have that same ability.
Amen.
You know, and it's infuriating sometimes when you see the waste of water in your daily life and you realize that you're doing it yourself. And I think that awareness, that the moment that you're like, wow, I just left the water on a really long time, you should feel guilty.
Yes.
I do. I mean, and then I'm like, dang it, I really got to work on that because it's going to be a point.
Yes.
Where we're going to have to cut down. I mean, California has to cut down.
That's right.
As well. I mean, it's not just like
one of the biggest ones is stop drinking from Dasani plastic water bottles, people.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. It takes like 20 gallons of water to make that one 20-ounce bottle or whatever. Right. It's insane.
Same with, actually, did you know denim jeans cost a lot of water too?
That's amazing.
Yeah. Like, there's crazy statistics on how much we use water for products that we wear or drink out of, it's just, think reusable.
Why? Yep. Okay, so let me give you a few stats on Kenya, and some of you might, when you hear these, think, what is happening? So 46% of Kenyans live below the poverty line. This is not the poverty line, the United States poverty
line. Right.
This is the Kenyan poverty line, which is already below the United States poverty line. Mm-hmm. So Kenyan's poverty line is well below Americans' poverty line, and 46% of Kenyans live under that poverty line.
Right.
So 500,000 refugees currently reside in Kenya. Let me repeat that. 500,000 refugees currently reside in Kenya from the South Sudan and Somalia. And for those, it always strikes me, we are having a completely, quote, fake news conversation.
Right.
About refugees and immigration in this particular country. You don't know what it's like to struggle with refugees and immigration until you see 500,000 refugees from separate countries.
We're not having that crisis.
No, we're not. No, we're not. So that is a manufactured crisis.
Yeah.
Places like Kenya that are already struggling with poverty have 500,000 more people who their country is so bad, they go, oh, that other country that's struggling with poverty, that looks better.
Right. The one that's in 46% already in poverty.
Right.
Let's go there because it's better than ours.
Yes.
Yeah.
In 2010, Kenya dissolved its oppressive government and created a new constitution. In 2013, they conducted peaceful local elections, which they hope to parlay into national peaceful elections.
Right. And these statistics just go back and reflect what A Path from Poverty is doing. They are really trying to help out when you see these oppressive governments, and now they're trying to creating hope. And this is one of those international charities that are right there, have their hands there, helping women and families in Kenya. And this isn't just this year. This is a generational gift they're giving.
That's right.
This gift, by giving to A Path from Poverty, you are actually giving to generations that we won't meet.
That's right.
I mean, this is really giving entrepreneurship opportunities for women to get safe and health and safety and health education.
That's right.
They are getting training in leadership. This group is really trying to make a huge difference in their communities.
That's right. You're changing lives all over the world with these sort of gifts. So as always, if you like what you heard and you're listening to this through your iTunes app or your Android app, we encourage you to go to the website, select Path from Poverty as the charity, start giving to them. If you're hearing this through the actual webpage, just go ahead and click Start Giving This Charity right below this podcast. We encourage you to look up, I think, more charities that deal with international issues. You'll be stunned at the sort of ability for them to take a little bit of money and do a big
deal. They can really make a larger impact with
that. So we encourage you to do that. And of course,
as always, don't forget to rate and review.
That's right. And this has been the Daily Drip, people. See you on Monday.
Boom.